in the absence of the leader, you have to self-assess that. No offense.
Well, our leader is not here, and the other leader over here, the Cheryl's taking place on here, Carter wore out on that 5-year road plan.
I got a nice crowd, nice smiling faces. Everybody smiling at Lisa. Sorry. Have any changes to the agenda?
I have none, Bob.
Cheryl, don't have any? The only thing that might change would be the 28 agreement. We'll leave it on there so we can at least discuss it. But need to say we don't have one to pass. Meet the department head and elected official, Cheryl McVady, auditor.
I know, we can report.
Well.
All is well.
Good. Okay, Rodney, how's maintenance?
Good morning. Nothing new to report, thank you.
Oh, it's good, this won't take long. Clint, how's the sheriff's office?
I think we have a couple personnel actions, other than that, nothing to report.
I think the brother to PD got some too, didn't they?
Yeah, they got a couple of new guys that are going to the academy at the same time as ours.
Yeah, that's good. I hope they all behave. How's safety?
Hey, good morning, we're doing well, so I really don't have anything new to report.
Okay, Lisa?
We're still busy. That busy, busy season is getting ready to start another month.
They hired more cops for job security for you.
That's great that they add new law enforcement, but until we add new prosecutors, it's not gonna do anybody any good.
Ken?
Good morning, nothing new to report this week, so.
Oh, that's great. IT?
Just keeping busy like always. We had a kind of a large upgrade there last, end of last week with our email and stuff, but went pretty smooth, didn't really have any problems, not very many hiccups, but other than that, nothing really new to report, so.
Chris?
Hey, good morning. We are down at our Welter campgrounds along the Skunk River, working on getting our Sycamore Loop, the main one, open back up. We'll have it open for this weekend. We are not going to open Maple Loop for the foreseeable future, possibly at all. It got damaged, the siltation that we got down there and the scouring that we got, it's gonna require more equipment than what we're content to bring down there, and that's it's a non-electric site anyway. It doesn't get used a whole heck of a lot. And so the resources and time it would take us to get that thing put back together and re-rock the entire thing and rebuild all the campsites, the return on investment just isn't there right now. We may look at that differently if we get a FEMA designation, but even at that, I think in the future, we're gonna have a hard discussion with our board as to whether we're gonna even open that site back up at all as a campsite. And so this one might have done that. But we'll still open up our Sycamore Loop. That's the one that gets used most down there. We've been seeing declining use down at Skunk River anyway. You know, we're attracting more people to Big Hollow, and I think people are kind of less inclined to drive down gravel. We're not as developed down there at the Skunk River, and so we don't have the activity down there, but it's still, we get a lot of locals and some regulars that, you know, that's just been their spot for so long. So we're gonna get it back open. We'll have it ready to go this weekend. Have that up and going. Big Hollow's up and running. We've had campers in there this last weekend before that. We have sold out now 4th of July weekend, and I think we've sold out every weekend in May except that one of the 18th, and for which we only have maybe a couple sites left. So our summer's really filling up there. So look forward to that. Other than that, we got our two seasonals up and going, and our first intern started this week. Our other ones will start next month after they get out of school, and so we'll have kind of a full seasonal staff. But it's already been a huge help just having these two extra guys that we've hired out of park revenue to get on top of some things, especially with some of this flood cleanup. Having that extra help has been pretty critical now that our park rangers are going to be start patrolling, and we're going to lose them as far as, you know, field crew. So
So we have a tour coming up too.
Yeah, so right before our board meeting, at our May board meeting, we'll do a field tour, and so we'll go around. We'll probably, Welter will probably be one of them that we go look at. We'll go take a look at that. I'll show you guys the damage there at our Maple Loop and why we're not opening that. And then I'm not sure what else we'll go see, but then we'll end up back and have our regular board meeting that evening.
Thanks, Chris. Secondary Rose, but certainly not secondary Julie.
Good morning. All is well in the road department.
All is well.
Always.
You should come here more often. Sorry. How about regional planning?
Land use, not a whole lot going on. We've had a few new inquiries, just general inquiries as normal the past week. We've had a couple of minor subdivisions get recorded last week, so it's good to get some of that paperwork out of the way. Nothing out for review right now, although we have some that are kind of, we have a full subdivision that's went for its initial review for a preliminary, and we're having some minor edits to the plat. Should take that to the zoning commission at some point in May. Nothing else to report right now.
Okay, good, thank you. How about the airport? You guys got anything besides agenda?
And just the agenda.
I've never seen you walk forward. Okay, I got everybody but Tom.
Yeah.
Both Toms.
Yeah. Oh. I don't have any reports.
Okay, thanks.
That's good.
All right, we'll move on. Correspondence. Jim, do you have any correspondence?
I have no.
Okay. Discussion and vote. Southeast Isle Regional Planning, a regional airport.
We're somewhat involved with this.
Yeah, they are.
Yes, you are.
They will be, hopefully. Look at that, Molly. Trying to explain what we need to do or we're looking to do. So, good morning.
I'm glad you're explaining it because I looked at it on the computer agenda.
What the heck are we talking about? Well, my name is Mary Beard with the Southeast Iowa Regional Airport, and I have with me Dan Wiedemeyer and Charlie Walsh, who are both board members. But just wanted to take a few minutes of your time to talk about airport land use, appropriate land use, and also height zoning restrictions around the airport property. So what we're trying to do is put together a committee, a group of folks to help us look at all of this, the ordinances for Des Moines County, West Burlington, and Burlington. Review those and then bring some new language to each one of those entities as it's appropriate for their zoning ordinances. So one thing that happens when I receive that call that says, hey, what can be built around the airport, or will this interfere with the airport, whatever that question might be, the first thing I look at is that map that I just laid in front of you. And as you can see, that encompasses 2 miles all the way around the airport. So that encompasses Burlington, West Burlington, Des Moines County, the purple part of that, Bob, the big circle part, and then down into Lee County and also into Illinois. So there's really a lot of underlying property that we look at when we're talking about airport zoning. So then I go to the Des Moines County GIS website, which is great. What it shows on there is actually the airport-owned property, which is part of the airport district. Well, airport-owned property is typically not what we're talking about when we're talking about development around the airport. So that is that's something that we're looking to probably update that as we go through this process as well. And then I check the airport master plan that I have in my office, and it is a very similar map to that, but it also has on there easements that we own around the airport property. So in case we're talking about a piece of property that there's a height restriction easement on that, then that plays into really what we can develop on that property that's adjoining the airport. Then I go to the Burlington City Code, because most of the airport is actually in the Burlington, in Burlington. And so then if you read through that, there's a particular piece of code that references a map from 1946. And then it's also got an airport turning zoning map. So those maps are really needed to be updated. And that's really what we're looking to do in this process. So
We'd like to tie all of those pieces together, get some appropriate mapping done, get some new terminology put into our zoning ordinances and have that passed, just to make it easier for our citizens, developers, the planning departments, so they know really what we're looking at as an airport and what's important to us to protect. So the good news is that we can apply for a grant from the Iowa DOT for about $30,000. Our match to that is $5,000. But it would not be reimbursed until we have zoning that's actually been passed. So once we start down this path in the process, it's very important that we pass some zoning ordinances to update the airport land use. So what we did is we've held a meeting with the airport, our airport engineer, the planning departments from each Burlington, West Burlington, and Southeast Iowa Regional Planning. I think, and then some board members were there. So what we really were trying to talk about is how do we best approach this project? And so what came out of that is that we want this code to be easy to read so that everybody can understand it, or at least know where to go to get the answers they need. So the suggested plan is to form a committee and then probably have folks from each community, maybe a couple of council members, somebody from the Board of Supervisors, the planning commissions of each, maybe somebody from the actual planning commission sit on this committee, review the ordinances, and then propose some new language. One reason this is really important, I mean, this is really pretty a simple, very basic incident that happens to us almost every August when we've had a dry summer, is that I receive a call from the pilots that says the ASOS is out, which is the Automated Weather Service. So we take a look at that. Well, what's causing that outage is the dust that's being thrown up there on Hartman Road. So of course, then we make the appropriate phone calls and hey, can we get some help out here to control this dust? But the important part of that is that Air Choice One or the commercial airlines can't fly in and out without that ASOS being readable. So the visibility is very important. So very simple example of why we have a lot of aids, navigational aids out there that need to be protected. So we certainly don't want buildings that would interfere with those type of aids for the airport. So that's one of the reasons that we think this is really important. So I'm just here really to ask for three things from you guys. I'd like for any input and suggestions you might have for this committee as we move forward. If you would like to appoint somebody from the Board of Supervisors to help us out, I've already talked with Zach James about helping us out, and just to appoint those people, and I guess then just your verbal support that hey, this is important to our community, and let's go ahead and move forward with this project. So it's really all I have for you today. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
I think you can rest assured we think it's important.
Fantastic.
Hartman Road, that goes on the south end and then curves and goes around?
It does.
Mm-hmm. We've done some work out in there with the city.
It's kind of a shared, I think it's whoever.
It's kind of a shared road there.
Mm-hmm, answers my call first, I think, is the one that says, I'll help you out. So.
But I think that when it comes to putting down dust control, it's probably the city's job.
Absolutely.
At any rate, yeah, they'll work it out.
Very good. Very good. Appreciate that. Would you like to have somebody from the Board of Supervisors on this committee with us?
Well, I would think. Yeah, either the chairman or Jim would be glad to. we'll put somebody there.
We'll put somebody there.
Okay.
Can we nominate Bob Beck?
Yeah, well, I'm a definite supporter of the airport. And I have lots of faith in the other people that are there.
The city of Burlington is also behind this proposal, so I meet with West Burlington the 1st of May. And then I'll meet with Zach, and we'll kind of formulate a plan on how to move forward, so stay tuned. Thank you much.
What's amazing, 1946 is the last time that's been updated.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
I think how many pilots came flying in and saw that old map and got lost.
And then from the county's perspective, in terms of land use, I should note that part of this is the fact that anything that concerns the radius around the airport, if it's outside the city, our zoning ordinance doesn't reference the airport at all, so that would have to defer to whatever the city has for that. So having some kind of mention in there in our ordinance as well, just as well as West Burlington, just to direct people where they need to go if that issue arises in that particular community for a specific development.
So you don't have all that that site distance going clear down into Lee County? That goes right over the top of that floodplain, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That we just messed with down there.
Right.
It does go into, yeah, Lee County. We, I guess at this point in time, we're not looking to help them update their ordinances.
That's the Skunk River that they're showing here, isn't it?
Yeah.
The interesting thing is that the elevation, we're higher.
Yeah.
We're enough higher that really changes, yeah, what happens in Lee County.
Yeah, one of us will do it.
Fantastic. Great.
I have to wait for the chairman for an appointment, I suppose.
Okay. Well, we'll be in touch on the plan moving forward. And if we reutilize those maps, I would appreciate it. Thank you. Unless you want to study them.
We've got one here. We got one. We can study this one.
You got that one, too?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Thanks, guys. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Pleasure's all ours, Marion.
Can you have one of them?
Sure.
Thank you. You're welcome. You know what? How about I email you a link? That would probably be better for you. I'll do that. Thursday. Okay. You're welcome. Thanks. You guys stick around.
Account payable claims. $679,665.02. Second. Cheryl.
And Terry?
Yes.
About that?
Yes. Fireworks. Permit. Agreement concerning public safety, emergency communication services, and cost sharing. That's 20AD. I went too far ahead. That's what happens when you cross something off before you get done with it. It's Craig and Lori Upton on May 25th.
Got a check?
Oh, I got checks here. Everything's in order.
Move to approve.
Second. Cheryl?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes. And nothing happened. We don't have the agreement back yet. They're going to meet on Thursday. They've made a few changes into what you probably read on your internet, and that was that they added two members. Anyway, they added two members, gave Burlington three members voice on it. We have two, and the small cities, West Burlington has one, and the small city, the Minneapolis Danville,
and the mayor's on a yearly basis.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I didn't even.
We did get our two.
Huh?
We did get our two.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We got two. I think we've made everybody happy that we can make happy. Yeah, we're not happy anymore.
You were going to get the same holes messed up here.
I can't walk with you, Bill. Fireworks permit. We do that. Okay. 2080 is done. Personnel actions. Correction Center has two. County Attorney one and the Sheriff two. The jail has a part-time cook. Is a resignation. And you want to do them one at a time or two at a time?
Do both of them.
Okay. Correction Center has a full-time officer that took a day unpaid leave, 8 1/4 hours.
Move to approve both of them.
Okay. Second, Cheryl.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes. Attorney has one. Haley Hamilton, clerk one. Full time, $27,077.33. 6 month probationary period, starting 4/15.
Move to approve.
Second, Cheryl.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
You seconded that, right, Bob?
Yes.
Okay.
Man, the frog in my throat. Sheriff's Office, new hires. Colton Douglas Atkins, a deputy, new hire, full-time, starting rate $43,109.67. Effective date, April 22. And Thomas Jacob says?
Sites.
Sites. New hire, full time, $43,109.67, and the effective date is April 23rd.
Move to approve.
Second, Cheryl.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Bob Beck.
Yep.
Clint, is that the date they're going to go up to Fort Dodge?
They're going up. They're going to be here for a week, just kind of doing some orientation at the sheriff's office, and then head up to the academy the following Monday.
The following Monday.
I think it's the 29th.
And these guys have both had a little bit of law enforcement experience?
Thomas Seitz, he's working part-time at the Henderson County Sheriff's Office over in Illinois right now. And then Colton Atkins is, he's got a degree from Western Illinois in law enforcement, and then it did a internship with Burlington Police, but that's the extent of his law enforcement experience.
Okay.
Well, the one that just graduated, it'll be easier to train because you train the way you want.
Yeah.
My mother had habits from Illinois over there.
Yeah. Well, I hope, I think they'll both be pretty easy to train, so.
Yeah.
Well,
that'd be a lot of practical insurance, or experience coming out of Illinois, though.
Yeah, yep.
Okay, reports. We have the general assistance for March, sheriff's monthly report for February, sheriff's monthly report for March, and a veterans affairs report for March. And these reports will all be available to you in the auditor's office. Regular meeting on April 9th.
Move to approve.
Second. Cheryl?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Okay.
Other business. Jimmy, you have any of that?
I have no other business.
Future agenda items.
No, I don't think we got that. Still waiting to update that. Thing I'm working on, Lisa, she's working on that dog, written that dog, mm-hmm. Eight dog.
I can't hear you all the time.
I say we're waiting for you to get together with the sheriff on that dog thing, yeah.
Now that he's back in Iowa.
Yeah. I know it's not your holdup.
Yeah, we're hoping. I'm getting ready for a murder trial, so my schedule's gonna be a little
we understand
tight
that.
The next couple of weeks.
Okay. That's all right.
Okay. Committee reports.
I had a press meeting. We're supposed to go over our financials. We have a check signed and everything, but we had a glitch in our system. So we're going to have a special meeting this Thursday to get that taken care of. The new pump truck we bought, or put a new pump on it. It's a Caterpillar pump. It's quit after about 2 months. And we're waiting on Caterpillar to get parts from it. So it's out of commission.
Was used?
No, the pump truck was used, but the pump is a new one. Mm-hmm. And so Caterpillar just doesn't move any faster than what Washington D.C. moves when they're doing something.
That's a bad plan.
Okay, so we might get it next year.
I need to say I attended a Descom meeting. About it. So, public input. Anybody from the public wishing to address the board, please step up, state your name and address for the record. Seeing no one rise, with an eye, we're out of here. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you for your support.